Today is Monday, July 11th, 2022. This is the Link NKY Daily Headlines Podcast. I'm Matt Spalding, and these are the stories we are following today. Four candidates, four seats. Why are more people not running for spots on the Covington City Commission? Reported on by Kenton Hornbeck. As transformational infrastructure projects like the Brent Spence Bridge Corridor and Covington Central Riverfront loom, the public office that may hold the most influence over Covington's direction, the City Commission, has only four candidates for four seats. Covington has a population over 40,000 people and is a critical economic hub for Northern Kentucky. Why aren't more Covington residents interested in being involved on their city's main governing board, even when life in the city seems to be trending upwards? The Covington City Commission is comprised of Mayor Joe Meyer and four commissioners. The mayor serves four-year terms, while commissioners serve two-year terms. Three of the four incumbent commissioners are seeking re-election: Ron Washington, Shannon Smith, and Tim Downing. The only commissioner not seeking re-election is Michelle Williams, who served on the commission since 2012. She announced her intention to retire due to health reasons at the conclusion of her term. There is currently only one candidate new to politics running for commissioner, urban planner Nolan Niekase. In comparison, the Newport City Commission race had 10 candidates for its four seats. That was enough for a May primary, even with two of the four current commissioners retiring. Now was as good an opportunity for Niekase to run as any. He's the only non-incumbent running for Covington City Commission after recently crowned Miss Kentucky pageant winner and middle school teacher Hannah Edelin dropped out. She was previously in the race, but told Link NKY she decided to drop out in order to pursue other opportunities. According to Northern Kentucky University political science professor and Bellevue City Councilman Ryan Salzman, there are two primary factors for the lack of candidates in local municipal elections: a feeling of exhaustion among potential candidates and a general sense of satisfaction regarding the effectiveness of local and municipal governments. After the turbulent 2020 national elections and contentious 2022 primaries in Boone, Kenton, and Campbell counties, potential candidates may opt out of upcoming municipal elections until the political landscape becomes more favorable or less toxic. Many Northern Kentucky municipalities are surprisingly flush with cash due to COVID-19 stimulus packages passed by the federal government. Money from the American Rescue Plan Act has given municipalities extra wiggle room to pursue infrastructure and beautification projects. In regards to Covington, much of the big news coming out of the city is about positive trends. After years in the dark, the Brent Spence Bridge Corridor project is finally getting off the ground, with Mayor Meyer facilitating Covington's involvement in the project. The shuttered IRS building along the city's riverfront is in the midst of demolition, paving the way for the Covington Central Riverfront project, which is projected to positively impact the city's economy. For more on this story, visit linkNKY.com. NKU to host Medical Cannabis Advisory Committee meeting, reported on by Link NKY staff. The Team Kentucky Medical Cannabis Advisory Committee will hold a town hall-style meeting July 14th, hosted by Northern Kentucky University Chase College of Law, for Kentucky residents to offer their opinions on whether doctors should be allowed to prescribe medical cannabis in treatment of certain medical conditions. Polling suggests 90% of Kentucky adults support legalizing medical cannabis, while at the same time, far too many in our state who could benefit from it are suffering, Bashir said. It is simply time that something more is done. I want to make sure every voice is heard, and I'm weighing executive action that could provide access to medical cannabis in the Commonwealth. The meeting, focused on public comments after brief remarks by some committee members, will be from 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the H. Gordon and Thelma Martin Ballroom at the James C. and Rachel M. Votruba Student Union on the NKU campus in Highland Heights. Bashir appointed the 17-member advisory committee, which includes Chase Professor Alex Crate, director of the Center on Addiction Law and Policy, in mid-June to conduct public meetings throughout the Commonwealth on attitudes towards medical cannabis and to report its findings to him. Individuals who wish to speak to the committee at NKU need only to attend the meeting and do not need to register in advance. The meeting is one of four scheduled in the Commonwealth. Gathering public input on this important issue will assist in formulating next steps for the Commonwealth, said Judith Darr, Dean of Chase College of Law. We are pleased our center can facilitate the community dialogue. Drummer Marvin Cox leaves behind regional legacy, reported on by Haley Parnell. You may recognize the name Marvin Cox if you watched The Paul Dixon Show on WLWT between 1955 and 1974. He was the drummer for the band on the show known as the Bel Airs. Marvin Cox passed away at 89 last week. His daughter Melissa Cox said drumming was part of his DNA. The story he tells us is that as a young toddler, he was pulling out the pots and pans in the kitchen and banging on those, Melissa Cox said. At the age of 7, his mom got him a drum set because she didn't like him beating on those anymore. Marvin Cox grew up in Newport and studied at the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music while he attended Newport High School. He was also in the school band. In the 1950s, he enlisted in the Army during the Korean War. He didn't let that stop him from pursuing his passion for drumming, though. While overseas, he joined the 83rd Army Band and the 7th Army Symphony Orchestra. After he was discharged, Melissa Cox said her father joined the Clyde McCoy Orchestra around 1960 and played swing music out west. He toured around with the orchestra until he met Melissa Cox's mother and decided to settle in Fort Thomas to start a family. In 1965, Marvin Cox landed the drumming position on the set of The Paul Dixon Show. The Paul Dixon Show was a variety program that aired for 20 years in Cincinnati. The show consisted of sketches, musical performances, guests, and other entertainment acts. The drumming gig became Marvin Cox's full-time job until 1974, when Mr. Dixon passed away and the show ended. Melissa Cox said it was a difficult time after her father lost his position on the show. The country wasn't in good economics either. I think there was a recession, but he eventually found work in sales, Melissa Cox said. He worked for a time at Willis Music. He also worked for Henderson Music Company and retired from Best Furniture in Fort Thomas. He had a series of sales jobs as his daytime occupation, but then he continued to play with various local musicians for private functions, weddings, and other kinds of events. Melissa Cox said he continued to play gigs with members of the Bel Airs until pianist Bruce Brownfield passed away. He seemed to be pretty busy every weekend going out with whoever needed a drummer, Melissa Cox said, and he did that until probably just a few years ago, and then sadly he got dementia and had to stop, I'd say 3 or 4 years ago, which was really hard. Marvin Cox's niece, Charlotte Bumker, said her uncle was a legend among her family and the community. For more on the legacy of Marvin Cox, visit linknky.com. Golf outing to benefit NKY Sports Hall of Fame, reported on by Kenton Hornbeck. Kenton County Pioneer Golf Course is set to host the annual Northern Kentucky Sports Hall of Fame golf outing next weekend. The golf outing is scheduled for Saturday, July 16th. Joe Brennan, president of the Northern Kentucky Sports Hall of Fame, said the event will tee off at 7:30 a.m. We'll be limited to the first 36 teams, Brennan said. That's our cutoff. The $70 play includes 18 holes of golf, 2 players per cart, beer, soda, grill sandwiches, and a logo t-shirt for each participant. Awards will be given to the first, second, and third place participants. Another award will be given for the closest pin. Early entry into the raffle and split the pot contestants are optional. All of the proceeds earned from the event will benefit the Northern Kentucky Sports Hall of Fame. If you're a local golfer interested in participating, contact George Wendifer at 859-371-1260. And those are the headlines we are following for Monday, July 11th, 2022. The Link NKY Daily Headlines podcast and all Link NKY podcasts are available through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and linknky.com. Please subscribe and tell a friend. And for more on today's headlines and to see what else is happening around Northern Kentucky, visit linknky.com.